I want to talk to you about the law of attraction, and specifically from my angle about the spiritual and material dimensions of the law of attraction and of manifesting, and the spiritual and material preparation that needs to occur in order for the law of attraction to work and in order for you to manifest what you desire. Everybody is searching for ways to manifest what we desire most. There are tons, thousands of videos on YouTube about how to attract a relationship or wealth or health, whatever you want. And I think that something really important is missing in all of those teachings. Because a lot of what you hear in books or teachers or videos about the law of attraction is just get into alignment, just say what you want, and it will manifest. And the fact is that it takes time for things to manifest. I mean, it's a sacred act, manifestation. Think of the billions of years that it's taken for evolution to come to this place, to this point that you are alive and I'm alive. You are a celestial event that has happened after billions of years. There needs to be some respect and some sacredness to what it takes to manifest something in the material physical world on this planet that we live on. Now, as humans, we are the creative force on this planet. So we have the capacity to travel from the spiritual to the material, from the imaginal to the concrete, from vision to manifesting, from imagining to creating. Everything, we have this capacity. So it is possible to manifest what we want to manifest. But this is what we need to pay attention to. First of all, the seed idea, the desire, happens in the non-physical realm, in the dimension that Deepak Chopra calls the field of pure potentiality. Then we need to really nurture the vision, the desire that we want to manifest. And that can take time. That's why people tell you to do a vision board, because you are visioning what it is. But if you think of the time that it's taken to create an oak tree, to create the blueprint for oak trees to exist on our planet. And then if you want to grow an oak tree, you need to prepare. So the seed idea is, I want to grow an oak tree. But you need to plan even before you grow it. You need to have the space, the earth. As oak trees can grow into big trees, then you might want to have a lot of space, and you want to plan that in advance. And then you want to research where you can get a good oak tree and what size and price. And then you need to make sure that you have the money to pay for it and you have the time to take care of it. Or how do you take care of an oak tree? Do you need to water it or not? Are there better seasons? I mean, look, all of these are just things that I'm just saying right now on the spot, just in preparing to plant and grow an oak tree. And then there's the tending to the oak tree. Once you've gone through all of the planning of it, there's the actual doing and tending to it, whatever it needs to nurture it to grow. And so you see, there's preparation on the spiritual idea or non-material side. And then there's maintenance, or preparation and maintenance, on the physical material side. Now, that doesn't mean that things can't manifest immediately. It's just that it's a sacred act. And somehow the law of attraction has become this like instant food, instant gratification. Just align yourself to the vibrational state of what you want, and it's going to occur. Now, aligning yourself to the vibrational state of something for it to occur means making shifts if you're not there. So, I mean, just simple, you need to have money to buy an oak tree in order to grow an oak tree, right? So you need to be in the vibrational state where you have the money for it. And if you don't, then you need to do something in order to have the capacity to pay for the oak tree. So the vibrational state is not an instant thing that you arrive at immediately, one thing right now. The desire is that thing that you can have right now. But then you really need to continue keeping this desire in you and preparing everything for it to occur. So both the vision of it and then doing the internal work. So when it's an oak tree, you might not have a lot of internal work to do, but if you're looking for a romantic relationship or to lose weight, you're going to have some work to do in order to prepare yourself. So just know this. When you desire something and it happens immediately, and you say, wow, the law of attraction works, it happens immediately, it's because the conditions, both in the spiritual realm and in the physical material dimension, the conditions were prepared. And suddenly it manifests. And actually, everything was ready. You weren't ready yet. You were behind. You were thinking of something else. You didn't know it was possible. And then at some point, somebody told you, you know, just ask for it. Just go for it. And you didn't know that it was all waiting ready for you. And suddenly it manifests really quickly, instantly or within the next day or something. These things happen all the time and we go, it's a miracle or a synchronistic event. The conditions were there ready and you, in your consciousness, you were not aware of it. In the same way, when you don't manifest something that you desire this very moment and it doesn't show up within 48 hours, it doesn't mean you're forsaken or the law of attraction doesn't work. It means that the conditions aren't ready yet. They're not ready, and have some respect for that, because remember, it took billions of years for you to arrive as a celestial event. So prepare your vision. And what it means to prepare is to give it love and care, nurture it in the most delicate way. This is a sacred desire that you have. It's something that you really want, that you long for. So treat it with respect, with care, with love, with kindness. Imagine what it would look like, what it would feel like. How are you going to make it work? What are the steps that you need to take? Because you need to show up for it to occur. And you need to prepare then the material physical conditions for it, so that the channels are ready for this thing to arrive from the ethers or from your thoughts, your vision, and suddenly manifest materially. So let's stop this instant gratification. It's happening right now, this moment. Instead, focus on loving and caring and nurturing your desires and your visions. And pay attention to what instructions you're getting from inner wisdom or outer prompts to move you along the way, so that both the spiritual conditions in the ethers and the material conditions are ready for everything to manifest. And then you will see how things begin to occur in your life, and you'll have miracle upon miracle, and you will have synchronistic events along the way, so that the journey of it happening is also part of it occurring. So enjoy the journey. So to summarize, pay attention to the spiritual aspect of your desires and to the material aspect of your desires. You can pick a desire and then see, how can I nurture it and allow it to grow on the idea level, on the vision level? And what material physical conditions do I need to create for it to be ready to manifest? And enjoy the journey. Because once you have it, but the journey of creating it is the journey of raising a child or growing an oak tree. nurturing something with love, there is so much joy and excitement and contentment in the journey of bringing something, of birthing something. So take your time, treat your desires as sacred, look at the spiritual aspect of your desire, its material manifestation, and what you need to prepare for the idea to be fleshed out on the spiritual idea level, and what conditions you need to prepare, maybe internal work or external conditions, for your desire to be ready to manifest on the material plane. Leave a comment below and I will engage with you and respond. Blessings.